This is Morning Edition on WFAE. The current debate over creating a regional authority to oversee the Charlotte airport has made for frosty relations between city officials who oppose the move and aviation director Jerry Orr, who is for it. But internal emails show things have been tense for some time. WFAE's Julie Rose is here to explain. And Julie, you've gone through some 400 pages of emails and documents related to the city manager's decision last year to put CMPD in charge of airport security. How was security handled before that decision?
Well, the airport had its own police force of about 57 officers, and they had a captain on loan from CMPD to oversee things. So when CMPD took over airport security completely, which happened in mid-December, a lot of those original airport officers stayed on, but now they're CMPD employees. CMPD's pay and benefits are a bit higher, and its officers are required to carry slightly different equipment. So that has added about $800,000 to the cost of airport security just for the remainder of this fiscal year, which ends in June. So that alone does not sit well with aviation director Jerry Orr. We reported recently about how he prides himself on keeping costs down. In one of these emails I read, he calls the police security transition a debacle.
Then why did he have CMPD take over security in the first place?
Well, he didn't. It was former city manager Kurt Walton who made the decision last year, and it seemed to come out of the security breach that happened in 2010. That was when a young man, Delvonte Tisdale, maybe you remember his name, he apparently snuck into a wheel well of a plane at the Charlotte airport and was later found dead in Boston beneath the plane's flight path. TSA blamed the airport. The airport blamed TSA. CMPD did an investigation and determined that airport security was lacking. So that's when the city manager decided it was time to have CMPD just take over.
How common is it in this country for airport security to be handled by a local police department?
That's actually why I called Rich Roth. He's an airport security expert with a group called CTI Consulting in Maryland. And he told me about half of airports the size of Charlotte have their own security force and the other half outsource it to local police.
Well, if this is such a common arrangement, why then do the internal emails show such tension, even dysfunction in some cases?
Aside from the fact that this is a change that was basically forced on the airport by the city, there is a fundamental difference you can see in these documents between policing the streets and policing an airport. So Rich Roth says one of the biggest problems when local police take over airport security is customer service.
They're used to when they stop somebody on a street out there, they're normally in an area where somebody's doing something bad. At an airport, in most cases, it's normally somebody that's confused. They didn't know they couldn't park there. They didn't know they couldn't get out of their car.
So he says, you know, airports spend a lot of time and energy making sure passengers have a good experience, that they're welcomed to the city, that the airlines are happy doing business in Charlotte. And airport police are expected to be part of all that. But street cops, if you will, they come over to the airport and tend to be a little more brusque. And you see complaints along those lines in these emails. There are customers, airport volunteers, even U.S. Airways, which is the airport's largest customer, all complaining about the heavy-handedness of CMPD officers. And so here's just another example I thought was really interesting from the documents. The airport gets a lot of lost items reported, as you can imagine, and it actually has a coordinator who tracks down the passengers often when they're coming back on their return transfer and is able to get those items back into the passengers' hands. Now that CMPD has taken over, lost and found items are being taken uptown to police headquarters, where there's virtually no chance that a passenger coming back through Charlotte is going to be able to, you know, be reunited with their property.
So the airport feels like customer service is suffering with CMPD in charge of security. But what about security itself? Is CMPD doing a good job there?
CMPD says they have made significant improvements. They've added a couple of sergeants and a lieutenant to oversee things. They've boosted patrols along the airport perimeter, and they've also stationed uniformed officers inside as like a visual deterrent to crime. Now, the airport says response times are slower because CMPD is routing all calls for service through the city's 911 operation rather than having officers dispatched by an airport operator. CMPD, on the other hand, insists the 911 system is a more appropriate and secure approach. But there is one thing CMPD is resisting doing that has airport officials really upset. And it sounds like kind of a small thing, but Rich Roth, that's the airport security expert, he says it's actually a pretty big deal. It's responding to door alarms.
Police officers are not real big on answering to alarms.
Okay, so you've been to an airport, right? You know there are all these doors marked do not enter, alarm will sound. Well, Roth says that anytime one of those doors is opened without authorization, airport police have to respond to it and they have to report the results to TSA. Many times in these emails, you see Charlotte airport officials complaining that CMPD is just not responding to the alarms or submitting the necessary reports to TSA. Now, Roth says he totally gets that a city police department would have little patience, you know, for federal regulations like that.
Unfortunately, that is a, when you take the contract to work at the airport, that's part of the contract.
Now, could CMPD get in trouble for not responding to all these door alarms?
Well, it's actually the airport that's on the hook. CMPD is just the contractor that the airport has hired. If things aren't done properly, it's the airport that has to answer to TSA and could end up getting fined or, you know, even investigated. So the airport has actually started having its own operations people respond to door alarms. That has the airport feeling like they're paying more to CMPD to handle airport security, and they're actually getting less in return. Jerry Orr is, frankly, used to having his contractors be very responsive to his demands. But CMPD is a different animal. Over and over again, you see the airport staff asking for things from CMPD in these emails, like a police report from a recent incident at the airport. And they're basically being ignored. Even the official agreement outlining the roles and expectations for CMPD at the airport, Jerry Orr signed it at the end of December, delivered it to the police chief, who has yet to sign it.
Okay, so there may be some tension here, but what's the bottom line? Is the airport more or less safe since CMPD took over?
Well, aviation security expert Rich Roth says the key to airport security is having officers who know the rules and regulations, know the airport's layout, know how to identify airport-specific crimes like baggage theft rings. And Roth says it takes training, which CMPD has not offered to the additional officers that it has assigned to the airport. So what I think we can say at this point, based on the documents that have been released, is that 3 months into this transition at the Charlotte airport, we are not yet to the ideal airport security scenario.
Thanks, Julie. We'll look forward to more from you as you follow this story.
You're welcome, Duncan.
WFAE's Julie Rose.